I just want to say before we send you off to a break for our with announcements, I want to put in a little plug here. Many of you guys have seen this Lifetime Discipleship Plan. This is something right from the heart of the bishop. It was something that happened during the year of prayer where we were really grappling with where does the new evangelization start? Where does it come from? How does it continue? And one of the things that became just glaringly clear was people need to have a plan. They need to know how to achieve, in as much as you can say that, holiness. As we know, as good Thomists, grace builds on nature. Build new habits in our lives, and we'll begin to see grace abundant, more abundant in our lives. Most people that I talk to in the pew don't have a plan for how they're going to get from where they are today to where they really know God is calling them. Many of them fall into the trap of just trying new things and failing them instead of training from where they are to getting to that end goal. What's the difference between trying and training? A lot of people will try to bench press 250 or 300 pounds and they can't do it and they give up. But you can train yourself up there. I have. Whoever the first person was to laugh is out of the next contest. Anyway, it can be done. We can train ourselves up to a marathon. But most people in this room, if I were to say we're running a marathon right now, most people would already say, I can't do it. And part of the problem is because our training might be off in that regard, or some people just have the wrong vision of what it means to be answering the call of God right now in their lives. And this is just a quick plug. This is at the core of this mission for evangelization. We need disciples. We need people who can help train disciples. We're not pushing this on you guys. No one's pushing this on you guys. This is to plant a seed of how can we take this idea to have basic standards that we can, in a sense, measure ourselves against to grow in holiness. Really, what does that mean? To grow closer to Christ and our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we're going to hear more about this coming tomorrow, but I just want to plug this. You've each got one of these in your packet so you can refer to it, study it, put it under your pillow at night, whatever you got to do. But this is where a lot of this is heading. With that, I want to invite Mary Beth Hicks up here. Lifetime Discipleship Plan. I also call it the flux capacitor because I was fixing my toilet and I hit my head on the toilet and all of a sudden there was this great idea. No, anyway, then, some of you guys will get that.
And then so. The DeLorean drove up.
Thank you.
I got it. One thing, though, I want to plug that Dr. Dan said, he talked about how witness stories are so essential that from the pews, from the people, the witness stories, like Nicole's story, which really was one of the most moving moments of our day so far, and I looked around and so many of you were so moved. So here's my plug for you. In your bags, you have a brochure from Faith Catholic that reminds you about things that we at Faith Catholic can do with and for you in the parishes. One of the big things is you need to be feeding us those witness stories so that we can put them in the magazine. And that magazine is a huge, huge thing in our diocese. You know, it goes free to every home in the diocese. And the people who read it spend at least 15 minutes a month reading that magazine. Those include the people who don't ever walk into your churches. And so we know it works. We know it reaches people. So those witness stories are a way for us to get those witness stories to the people.